Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about what I learned from the chaos of my sock drawer. I own a pair of ugly olive green men's dress socks with a deep herringbone pattern. To be clear, I didn't seek to purchase these specific color socks. You see, when I purchased my bundle of gold toe dress socks, the olive green pair was a bonus pair, one of four pairs in the package. The other socks were either black or brown, the color socks that I usually wear with my suits. The bonus pair of socks are usually ugly, and I am told that this is not exclusive to men's clothing, and that with women's clothing, packs of underwear usually include a bonus pair that are an ugly off-white. About every 6 months, I find myself purchasing new pairs of dress socks to replenish my sock drawer. The older socks have either disappeared, developed holes, or I lost part of a pair. Yet the olive green dress socks remain, and I avoid wearing them. These socks, now over 20 years old, are still in perfect shape. They never seem to want to leave. They haven't succumbed to the hozone, which is sniglet, for the place where one sock in every laundry load disappears to. Quite the opposite, in fact, when I find myself rummaging through the chaos that is my sock drawer, yelling out from my closet to my wife, "Have you seen any of my dress socks?" These olive green socks magically reappear at the top of the drawer for me to quickly put on and run out to work. So one day during my drive to work, after donning my much disliked drab green dress socks, I began to think more about their mysterious reappearances. I had actually found them to be reliable, in as much as an object can be considered dependable or even accountable. I know that this may sound silly, especially when people, information, machines, and the laws of nature can be called reliable, but certainly not a pair of socks. So, as I drove, I thought more about what being reliable meant as a term of value. It's when someone can be consistently depended upon for accuracy, honesty, or even achievement. For a person, being reliable means that you are trustworthy, that you care enough to put others first. A dependable person is not boring. Far from it. Instead, a reliable person is authentic with their own agenda. They can be counted on for keeping their promises. If you're like me, you gravitate towards other people or businesses that you can depend on. You have a high comfort level with them because you know what to expect from experience. You know that you never have to worry about erratic behavior, poor performance, or follow through. Being reliable makes life easier for others. And who doesn't like easy? I know I do. As I pulled up to my office parking lot, I noticed the phone company van from out of the corner of my eye. They were parked next to my office door. They were 2 days late to repair my telephone system. I got out of my car, stared at the van for a moment, and then slammed the car door shut behind me. After all these years, I thought about my new appreciation for my olive green dress socks, dedicated to your success. David Sobel.